Hi guys, a beautiful morning to you all. Today's Bible reading taken from 1 Chronicles 10 and 1 Chronicles 11. And our memory verse taken from 1 Chronicles 10, verse 13. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he had consulted a medium for guidance. Let's take a few moments to ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes, open our ears, and open our hearts to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is going to be saying to us today. Now, the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines and fell slain on Mount Gilboa. Then the Philistines followed hard after Saul and his sons, and the Philistines killed Jonathan, Abinadab, and Malchishua, Saul's sons. The battle became fierce against Saul. The archers hit him, and he was wounded. Then Saul said to his armor bearer, "Draw your sword and thrust me through with it, lest these uncircumcised men come and abuse me." But his armor bearer would not, for he was greatly afraid. Therefore, Saul took a sword and fell on it. And when his armor bearer saw that Saul was dead, he also fell on his sword and died. So Saul and his three sons died, and all his house died together. And when all the men of Israel who were in the valley saw that they had fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook their cities and fled. Then the Philistines came and dwelt in them. So it happened the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his sons falling on Mount Gilboa. And they stripped him and took his head and his armor and sent word throughout the land of the Philistines to proclaim the news in the temple of their idols and among the people. Then they put his armor in the temple of their gods and fastened his head in the temple of Dagon. And when all Jabesh Gilead heard all that the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons, and they brought them to Jabesh and buried their bones under the tamarisk tree at Jabesh and fasted 7 days. So Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he had committed against the Lord, because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance. But he did not inquire of the Lord. Therefore, he killed him and turned the kingdom over to David, the son of Jesse. In this chapter, we see how Saul and his sons were defeated in the war against the Philistines. But then close to the end of this chapter, we see why Saul died. It was stated that Saul died for his unfaithfulness, which he committed against the Lord. Not only did he die because of that, but he died because he did not keep the word of the Lord, and also because he consulted a medium for guidance instead of the Lord is God. He did not inquire of God. Therefore, God killed him and gave the kingdom over to David. Now we see the mistake of Saul. During our past study, we understand that the reason why the lives of these kings of old were documented was so that we can learn from their mistakes and not make the same mistakes. The kings that they served God very well were the ones that learned from the mistakes of the past kings. The king that their lives were a service to God were the ones who learned from the past and who learned not to make the same mistake that the past kings made. What are the mistakes that the people before you have made? And how are you deciding that you will correct that mistake and live life better and do better and lead better? We move on to the next chapter. Then all Israel came together to David at Hebron, saying, "Indeed, we are your bone and your flesh. Also, in time past, even when Saul was king, you were the one who led Israel out and brought them in. And when the Lord your God said to you, 'You shall shepherd my people Israel and be ruler over my people Israel,' therefore, all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel according to the word of the Lord by Samuel. And David and all Israel went to Jerusalem, which is Jebus, where the Jebusites were, the inhabitants of the land. But the inhabitants of Jebus said to David, 'You shall not come in here.' Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion, that is the city of David. Now David said, 'Whoever attacks the Jebusites first shall be chief and captain.' And Joab the son of Zeruiah went up first and became chief. Then David dwelt in the stronghold, therefore they called it the city of David. And he built the city around it, from the Milo to the surrounding area. Joab repaired the rest of the city, so David went on and became great, and the Lord of hosts was with him. Now, these were the heads of the mighty men whom David had, and who strengthened themselves with him in his kingdom, with all Israel, to make him king, according to the word of the Lord concerning Israel. And this is the number of the mighty men whom David had: Jashobeam, the son of Hachmonite, chief of the captains. He had lifted up his spear against 300, killed by him at once. After him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo, the Hohatite, who was one of the three mighty men. He was with David at Pasdamim. Now there the Philistines were gathered for battle, and there was a piece of ground full of barley. So the people fled from the Philistines, but they stationed themselves in the middle of that field, defended it, and killed the Philistines. So the Lord brought about a great victory. Now 3 of the 30 chief men went down to the rock to David, into the cave of Adullam, and the army of the Philistines encamped in the valley of Rephaim. David was then in the stronghold, and the garrison of the Philistines was then in Bethlehem. And David said with longing, "Oh, that someone would give me a drink of water from the well of Bethlehem, which is by the gates." So the tree broke through the camp of the Philistines, drew water from the well of Bethlehem that was by the gates, and took it and brought it to David. Nevertheless, David would not drink it, but poured it out to the Lord. And he said, "Far be it from me, O my God, that I should do this. Shall I drink the blood of these men who have put their lives in jeopardy? For at the risk of their lives, they brought it. Therefore, he would not drink it." These things were done by the three mighty men. Abishai, the brother of Joab, was chief of another three. He had lifted up his spear against 300 men, killed them, and won a name among these three. Of the three, he was more honored than the other two men. Therefore, he became their captain. However, he did not attain to the first three. Benaiah was the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man from Kabzeel, who had done many deeds. He had killed 2 lion-like heroes of Moab. He also had gone down and killed a lion in the midst of a pit on a snowy day. And he killed an Egyptian, a man of great height, 5 cubits tall. In the Egyptian's hand, there was a spear like a weaver's beam. And he went down to him with a staff, wrested the spear out of the Egyptian's hand, and killed him with his own spear. These things Benaiah the son of Jehoiada did, and won a name among three mighty men. Indeed, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not attain to the first three, and David appointed him over his guard. Also, the mighty warriors were Asahel, the brother of Joab, Elhanan, the son of Dodo of Bethlehem, Shamot, the Ararite, Helez, the Pelonite, Ira, the son of Ikesh, the Tekoite, Abiezer, the Anatotite, Shibekai the Ushatite, Eli the Oite, Maharai the Netophatite, Heled the son of Bana the Netophatite, Ittai the son of Rabbi of Gibeah of the sons of Benjamin, Benaiah the Piratonite, Uriah of the brooks of Gash, Abiel the Arbatite, Azmavet the Bahurmite, Eliab the Shelbonite, the sons of Ashem, the Gizodite, Jonathan the son of Shage, the Ararite, Ahim the son of Sakar, the Ararite, Eliphal the son of Ur, Ephah the Mecharatite, Ahijah the Pelunite, Ezra the Carmelite, Nirai the son of Esbai, Joel the brother of Nathan, Mibar the son of Agri, Zelek the Ammonite, Naharai the Berotite, the ammo bearer of Joab the son of Zeruiah, Ira the Ittite, Gareb the Ithrite, Uriah the Ittite, Zaba the son of Halai, Adina the son of Shiza, the Reubenite, a chief of the Reubenites, and 30 with him, Anan the son of Machar, Joshaphat the Mithnite, Uziah the Asheteretite, Shammah and Jeiel, the sons of Otam the Arorite, Jadiel the son of Shimri, and Joah his brother the Tizite, Eliel the Mahavite, Jeribai and Joshaviah the son of Elmnam, Itmar the Moabite, Eliel, Obed, and Jasiel the Mezobite. In this chapter, we see and read about David being king and all the men that helped him become a king, all the men that were part of his team that fought battles and won wars with him. They named them from the highest ranking to the least men that joined his army. In this chapter, there are many things to pick up from it. But then one thing I want us to pick up from it was the fact that David's men were so loyal to him. Imagine you just saying, I wish I can get ice cream from Paris. And because you said that, the people around you said, let's go and do it. Let's go and get it for her, or let's go and get it for him. That was exactly what happened. But then for David, their lives were at risk because at that point, David wanted water from the place where the Philistines were, exactly where the Philistines were encamped, because that was where the water of Bethlehem was. And they decided, let three of us go. Let's go and get him water. They literally put their lives at risk for the sake of David. So we see the amount of dedication that each man gave to David. They literally gave their life, their sweats, their tears, and everything that concerned them. And this is one of the reasons why David had to suffer for the death of Uriah. Because Uriah's name, Uriah the Hittite, was stated in verse 41. That Uriah the Hittite were one of the men that were with him since day one. They were with him since the time when he became king. And even before that, during the times of the cave of Adullam, Uriah gave his all to David. And David took his wife and took his life. This is why David had to pay. And God had to punish David for what he did. Another thing I learned from this chapter is the fact that in the life of David, we see that David always inquired of the Lord about everything that he did. He was literally asking God of everything and anything I was going to do. God, should I go against the Philistines? Should I do this? Should I do that? No matter how many times it takes him to ask, he would ask God. He made sure that what made Saul fall didn't make him fall. He was always inquiring of God. And this is how we end today's Bible study. I hope you guys have a great day, feeling inviting the Holy Spirit into your daily activities. I love you, and Jesus loves you even more.